The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and home buyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the Home of the Week, the Good News, and Current Market Updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker of Rise Realty. And Jason, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Sunday fun day, as I call it.
I know. Man, you know, it's going to be hard in hunting season to do these things on Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can already tell we're going to be exhausted.
Oh, I know. We're going to have to, we're just going to have to hit play on some kind of country music or something like that. You know?
We'll just play the best of clips.
The best. I don't know that we have any, though.
It's a half hour of all of Jason's best jokes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. My wife is always, she's like, you realize you tell the same jokes over.
I get it all the time.
And over.
I get it all.
And
the time.
Over. She goes, I've heard those 500 times. I said, well, we're spending quality time together, honey. For me, anyway. Anyway.
We got to really work on our list of dad jokes, though. My dad jokes are starting to.
And listening skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We also have to work on the dad bods. Yeah. There's lots of stuff. We got a long list here. That's right.
So much work to be done.
So much.
Today we're doing the market update on what's going on in Missoula Valley, Western Montana, as far as the housing market goes.
Yeah. We're gonna be talking about that, you know. And I want to talk about the other thing I thought it would be cool is talking about some real life scenarios that people in Ravalli and Missoula County or in Mineral County are going through on a day-to-day basis in real estate, just talking about some successes they've had. It really maybe some of the initial fears that people had. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if this is to be educational, we can't just read from a PowerPoint.
Right.
I mean, it has to actually be like real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Give me some real life scenarios.
You know, we're trying to connect. So anyways, well, here's what's going on out there. We've had a pretty substantial rise in inventory. So
it is that time of year.
And the other thing that's happening too, and we talked extensively about it last week, is these interest rates. But so in Missoula County right now, we have 30, or last week we had 30, but this week we have 47 single family homes. Now people say, well, that's still low, and they are correct. Mm-hmm. It is still low, but that's something to notice. That 17 more homes where the showings are spread out, you know, which means less showings, less offers, right? And but in the whole entire county of Missoula, we've got, so right now we have 77 in the county.
Okay, so it's gone up a smidge.
Yeah, it was 60, and now it's 77 in the county. So there's more coming, it seems like, right in Missoula. Average sale price around 515 to 520 right now, which is, you know, substantially up from years past. So people are realizing their equity that are getting out of the market. Ravalli County, where we do a bunch of business, and I live down the valley, at 83 homes for sale, and Hamilton has 24 homes of
83 in the whole county.
Yeah, and that includes Connor and Sula and everything like that. Do we count those?
Yeah,
we do. We have to, right?
It reaches down on it.
Yeah, I mean, we're humans. They're humans. Yeah, we're good. I actually went fishing up there the other day. It was pretty good. I caught 14 fish.
Holy cow!
And it was great. And 14 trout, one whitefish. And it was great, all on the fly.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't kill anybody. I have both my ears, both my eyes, even though only one of them works.
But
that was pre-existing. I did freeze because it was snowing, but you know, I'm not going to admit it on air that I was, you know, a little wimpy. And but it was really good. And the last three I caught were actually on a dry fly, which was great.
That's always fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I haven't done that yet this season. I need to get out and do that.
You're probably working too much.
I just, you know. My mom always says you can sleep when you're dead.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was funny because it was last Thursday, and I go, I'm fried. We work like like dogs. I mean, it's just, you know, the text messages come till 10, 11 o'clock at night, first thing in the morning, you know, it's just, we're constant. I mean, we care about our clients.
That's what makes Rise Realty so good, though.
Thank you for that. I just slid him a $50 bill.
They're pounding the streets.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's important to us because it's an important transaction. It's super stressful for people. And so we constantly want to be there answering their questions and stuff, but I'm human too. I mean, it was Friday. I said, you know, whatever, I'm turning off my phone. We went somewhere there was no cell service, and I wore my elbow out all day, and it was just great. It was exactly what I needed. And of course, then, you know, that night when I got home, I was working again. But anyway,
you're at your honeydew list.
It was a little crazy, but anyways, all right. So right now, here's what we're going to talk about, Rich, and then throw something at me while we got to stop for our first break. Okay. I know we're probably coming up on that.
Yeah, no
here.
Problem.
Yep. You can just scream, you know, start clapping, clicking your tongue, you know, anything like that's fine. Throw a stapler at me, whatever. But I wanted to talk about what we're actually seeing in the market. So those are the numbers, but what are we seeing like in the trenches, right? Homes over 600, we're seeing a slowdown in showings and multiple offers for sure. I am not saying that this does not happen.
Right.
I'm saying we're seeing a slowdown. I would venture to guess we've lost 25 to 30% of the buyers because of the interest rate have gone up
right.
in some cases 2.5 percentage points. Yeah. Okay, 2.25 to 2.5.
We saw that coming.
We saw it coming. We've been talking about it, but this is affecting affordability. Of course, there's people that have never listened to the show. I don't know if that's good or bad for them, but you know, that haven't heard that or weren't listening last week. You can go back on the website and listen to all the past episodes as well. And if they're hovering around 5% and they were at 2.625, think about that. I mean, the affordability, like we talked about last week, they're going to the gas pump, they're paying way more. They're going to the grocery store, they're paying almost twice as much, it seems like, if they're, you know. And there is still toilet paper there, though.
Yes,
you'll be happy to know. Yeah, I know.
Hasn't been a run on TP.
Yeah, there hasn't been a run on TP yet, but just you wait, sir.
Yeah.
Just you wait, yeah. So, but the buy, and then I was reading an article this morning from Inman, and it says buyer sentiment's at, you know, almost an all-time low. Only 24% of the buyers right now think it's a good time to buy. They're just, you know, all of those rise in expenses. Yeah, the interest rates might go up and they might be able to afford that, but combine that mentally, although their loan officer isn't looking at it, with how much they're paying on a day-to-day basis, they're feeling that pain. The middle class is feeling that pain in many cases.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think anybody is like, oh, I just can't wait to pay $5 for a gallon of diesel and $4 for, you know, gas.
What was the number I heard, though? That was roughly about $5,000 a year per family?
Yeah, it's $5,000 a year per family.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's crazy. Yeah, and that's why I don't want to have like 30 kids.
Exactly.
Because it could be like, you know, $100,000, right? You know,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, you need lots of medication if you have that many kids. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Dad.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Yeah. Every mile we drop a few off. Get out. That's for sure. So, but anyways, yeah. So they're just, people are noticing how much more it is to live, right? And so what this is going to do is it's going to lead to more inventory. And when there's more inventory, we have less showings, we have less offers, we have more inspection contingencies. In other words, the buyers aren't saying, okay, we don't need an appraisal, we don't need an inspection, we don't need any of that stuff. Now they're kind of like, well, you know what? Because things cost more, I'm actually going to make sure I'm not making a mistake here, more so than they were.
Slowing down just enough to be a little bit not as hectic, not as crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. Now, I'm not saying it stopped. There's no reason for panic right now. However, it is a time where people, if they're on the fence and they were thinking about selling, do you really think you're going to make more money if the interest rates go to 7%?
Yeah.
The answer is no for everybody that answered yes.
Right.
You know, so it's just one of those things where you have to think about that. Will there be more buyers in the market or less if the interest rates are 7% versus 5 now?
Well, it's definitely going to affect everything as far as the market goes.
Yep.
I mean, you're still going to see a good number of offers on some houses if they're priced right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really will. I think where we lose it, I think where sellers lose a bunch of their net profit is if there's not a lot of multiple competing offers, I don't think they're going to get that. You know, I think it'll take 6 to 12 months, but I don't think they're going to get that. And it could be shorter. It could be a shorter amount of time. We'll see how these rising rates actually pan out over the coming months. And I'll obviously be talking about that here. But I mean, over 6 to 12 months, I really believe we lose that $100,000 over. We did one the other day, $75,000 over. It's one of our houses in Hamilton sold for. So it's just like, you know, I just think we lose that initially. I don't think they sell for under asking price. I just don't think that they're going to sell much over.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, Jason. I got a great joke I want to share with you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Right after this. More Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker coming up next. Keep it here.
Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here with some personal advice for home sellers. Now, there are various companies or agents that will offer to give you cash up front for your home, but be careful. Now, often there are dramatically lower prices or hidden fees that the average person can miss, and that can cost you a lot of money. That's why I prefer to work with a great, smart real estate agent that truly knows the local market and can give me the best advice and put the most money in my pocket. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty, Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. But more importantly, he can help you look at all the options with hundreds of potential buyers, and that creates demand for your home and helps your home sell at a price and deadline that you agree to, or he buys it. Don't leave money on the table. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, I promised you a joke that I heard on Late Night just the other night with Seth Meyers.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear about this? And this is a real current event. Mm-hmm. There was an asteroid that passed Earth, just narrowly missed Earth, that was the size of a house.
Uh-huh.
And they say that it passed so close to Earth that it actually got five offers.
It did. That's exactly right. It was sight unseen, though.
Right.
Yeah.
They say it was an asteroid the size of a house. All of a sudden, people are making offers on it.
Yeah, I know. It's like unbelievable. I mean, it's crazy. It's like, yeah, I think they just sold a cardboard box over on Benton for, you know, $2.3 million. So, but yeah, it's crazy out there. But, you know, I wanted to, you know, like we were talking about at the beginning of the show, we really want to talk about real life examples. And I think one of the biggest, you know, issues out there right now is, of course, we're always dealing with fraud.
Yeah.
Okay. But another thing that we're dealing with is the fear. And if I had a dollar for every time I heard this over the last year and a half, 2 years since COVID started, where they would absolutely sell and they absolutely need to sell. In other words, they need something bigger. They need a home office because they're working remote. They just need to downsize. They need something main level is the biggest thing that I hear. Jason, we're getting up there and we just don't want to go up and downstairs anymore, mm-hmm. You know. But they're going, but we're going to stay here and either choose to remodel or just suffer through with what we have, okay? I don't know how much suffering is going on actually, but we're just going to stay put. And we're not going to sell because we're just afraid that we're not going to be able to find the next place. So
we just had that talk this morning with my fiance. She's saying, well, if we can't leave, can we add on?
Like, yeah, can we add on? Yeah.
Can we, you know, I can already reach out the door and shake hands with my neighbor right now. So I don't think we have much room to be adding on additions and stuff.
So. I just had the coolest experience too. I was putting the sign in at our new listing up on Skyview. And God, I'm giving away the property. One of the
properties.
You're
going to want to stand. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. Somewhere in the South Hills. Okay. Yeah. Somewhere.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. We just screwed that one up. But anyway. But I was just sitting there, and I turn around. There's a guy staring at me, and I'm going. Oh, I'm like, oh, did I put the sign in his yard? Because I've done that before.
Sell the wrong house.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. It's like I got a call one time, and it was actually a photographer, and this was 4 or 5 years ago. It was down in Lolo, and he's like, are you trying to sell my house? I go, sir, I would absolutely love to. And, you know, when you hired me, that's what you hired me to do. And he goes, no, you put a sign in my front yard. I'm not even, I've never spoken to you before. I said, well, that's fine. Just leave it there. I'll come down. I'll bring the listing agreement. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
He's like, no, nice try. But it was pretty funny. So I was like, so this guy was looking at me, super nice guy. And he goes, yeah, my name's Tim. And I said, what's up, Tim? What's going on? He's like, did you list that home? And I'm like, yeah. I go, is the sign okay here? Because again, that was what was going through my head, right? It always is, because you don't have unless you pull out your Onyx map, but that little red line is sometimes just not quite
a little bit off.
Yeah, a little bit off. And no, I swear, I shot that elk on public land. No, but. It was so funny. But anyway, he's super nice. Yeah. And he's like, yeah. And he was telling me about the house and how, he's excited that we're, it's going to change hands. And I ended up walking through his house. So it was pretty funny. So it was good. A super nice guy. And he built this really cool downstairs in his house. But anyway, but the big issue is right now is how do we stay there? So we had an example. So we had a client that they had virtually just bought a lot in Stevine.
Just a dirt lot.
And they're, Jason, there's no way. They bought it. They didn't have to sell their house in order to buy it. And they got it. And but they're like, Jason, we can't move out of this house, our house. Okay, it was down there in a subdivision just off Middle Burnt Fork. And they said, Jason, there's just no way that we can move out of our house and move into, we're building a house. I mean, this is going to be 9 months or, give or take. So, but because there's such limited inventory, and this is the fear that everyone has.
Yeah.
Seriously, like if they're not like moving out of state or moving in with a relative, where are they going to live? Because they're afraid that they can't get a rental or they're afraid that they can't, get a house that would work for them. So I said, look, the good news is with you, you have a place to go already. You just have to get that house built. Well, you can't just go down to the store today, or they're not waiting outside Home Depot in some other states where someone can come just like buy
those Sears home kits.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have those anymore, Elon Musk lives inside of one, doesn't he? Or they just rolled it out and he just lives in there and it was like $50,000 house. But they're just not like that. So it's going to be enough. The buyer goes, don't worry about it. Stay there. We'll give you 4 months free rent and you can just live there.
Yeah.
And these were great people. They're past clients. I love them. I hope they love me. But anyway, I think they do. But and they live there rent free and everything else. So it was one of those things where they just a couple months ago moved into that puppy. I think it's been a year. So when all these people tell me, Jason, we got to find a place to go, there's 10 of us on my team.
We'll find you something.
So from 8:30 to 11:30 in the morning, we're calling through neighborhoods going, would you sell? 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 Yes, we're going to find something. And if not, you have to move out anyway. You're not moving out until you find the next place. Period. It's being recorded. It's being played back. It's for sure. So if you're on the fence about that, I can go over step by step how contractually we make it so you don't move out till you find your next place. Period. There's no fine print there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. You're staying until you find. Now, here's what you can't do. You can't say, well, I'm gonna take that money and set here for 20 years. Got to be actively looking. So your promise to the buyer is you go out and you're actively looking for a home. Where there's a will, there's a way. We have the will. We just need to, more people so that we can show them the way. Does that make sense? So that was one, that was one example of where, that really worked out, well for them. Another example is that we had is a person that sold their house on Bancroft with us, and it was the same exact thing. One of them was working for the city and his wife, and they said, Jason, we can't move out right away until, we find a place. Fortunately for them, we found one, right away, and it was a rental that they needed. So this wasn't, they weren't buying because they weren't sure because they're empty nesters now, where they're going to move out. But we were able to help them find or give them some people to call, and they actually ended up finding a rental, and they sold, recently right at the peak. Because I think with these increasing interest rates, I think prices, the other article I read this morning is that prices, on average around the country went up 21% last year, Casey. Mm-hmm. And this year they're only expected to go up 5%. Okay.
Definitely slow, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, so you're going to have 25% of the appreciations last year. Why? Well, more inventory, higher interest rates, less people buying, less showings, less offers, less competing offers.
It's economics 101.
Economics 101. You know, but why do I have to keep reading that book over and over again?
So, the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah. So that's another one. And then, you know, Brian and his wife, Allison, they sold the property out in Target Range, and it was the same exact thing that, you know, they have a gaggle of kids, awesome family. And they're just and he owns a really good painting company here in town. And but they had a property, a beautiful house out in Target Range that they'd remodel and stuff. And of course, you know, the thing's going to sell in negative 3 seconds out there, right? Because everybody wants to be there on a little bit of land and whatnot, and be out in the county and in the school systems there and stuff. And so, but it was like, Jason, what are we going to do? We're not putting our kids under a bridge, you
right.
know?
Yeah, we're not going to go live in a tent.
Five or six kids or whatever. And so, our task was, we need to find something on over 5 acres. It was very specific what they needed. That could house all, you know, the whole family, where they weren't, you know, living in like quadruple bunk beds.
Right.
You know, in a living room. Mm-hmm. Or when you drive by Buckhouse Bridge, you know, like, you know, 39 tents. We can't have that going on with these kids. Okay, right. So the fact of the matter is that we had our work cut out for us. So we called and we called and we called and we called and we scoured the MLS and scoured the MLS and scoured the – meanwhile, they're closed on theirs and they don't have to move yet. So just through sheer effort, and again, 10 of us looking versus, you know, one, we found the perfect property.
We found it. Yeah.
Yeah, but the worry is, and they literally didn't list for 2 years because of the fear.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, they trusted us. I'm finally like, look, you come live down on my farm if we don't get it done.
Right.
Okay, seriously.
We'll make you a pretty posh place in the barn.
It is. It, you know what I mean? It's, what do they call it? Yeah, it's a manger. So, but, you know, it's another example of, like, you have to have, like, that initial trust, you know? But I have a list of, you know, I have a list of people that, you know, and I would do the same for them. Like, literally, you're not moving out until, you know, you have the place that you would go to for sure.
That is nice to know. It gives you that peace of mind, because that is the thing that's been hanging over my head just thinking about trying to sell. Yeah. Is it's just, where am I going to go?
Yeah, it you know? Really is, you know, it really is hard. We had another one that we sold up on Buffalo Speedway. There was two families living in one house. You couldn't kick one of them out versus two of them. I said, look, I swear. And they took a year to list too from when I first went on the listing appointment with them. But I'm like, I promise. I have to keep calling them back, you know, because there's a thing called follow-up. And keep calling them back. I say, look, I promise that you can stay in here until the new house you're building is done. Same thing. They're still there.
Good.
Still there. It's been over a year.
Now, do you have to renegotiate if it?
No, it's contractually written that they have until their new house is built.
Oh, okay, cool. So it's not, you're not putting a definitive time.
There's
on
no
there.
End.
Yeah.
No.
That's great.
There's just no end. Now, I'm sure that the buyer could be like, okay, you're taking advantage of me. I'm taking you to court. You know, you're like, you haven't hammered one nail since, you know, since you left. Yeah, you have to be showing them that you're actively holding up to you. I know.
You've been here since the last Olympics, okay?
That's right.
You've already gone by two other Olympics since then.
We'll be out by the next leap year. It'll be good. But, you know, and that is just, it happens over and over and over again. And how do we solve the inventory issue? Trust your agent a little more.
Yeah.
If he or she says she's going to do it, I'm sure that they will. But, you know, if I was supposed to do all of my paperwork and do all of this looking and all of this listing and all of this advertising and all of this negotiating all by myself, would I have time to look for homes for my buyers? There's no way. If I was the only one, but there literally is 10 of us sitting in that office. We make fun of each other most of the day. But we have fun. We get on the phone. I think this week we made collectively like 180 talks between all of us to people looking for homes for our buyers.
Yeah.
And I think we set 4 or 5 listing appointments this week, which was a real blessing. And we get such great response from, you know, the radio and the work that you guys do for us, which we appreciate so much. And it's been a valuable resource to the community. And we get a lot of calls, just people just asking us questions, which is what we're here for.
Yeah. Educate.
Yeah.
Speaking of educate, what's the name of that Hindu god that's got all like the 10 arms? That's what I just pictured you doing this?
Joe Biden.
I forget.
Yeah.
Well, Jason,
he's got his hands in everything.
We got to take a quick commercial break, but we do have some featured properties we want to share with y'all. They're coming up right after this. More Real Estate Revolution Radio. Keep it here.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now, look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this. Hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty, Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. While the average agent sells a home or two every month and only spends a couple of $100 on marketing a year, Jason spends thousands of dollars every month to attract thousands of buyers. Now, that helps you generate multiple offers and sell your home for the most money possible. Now, anyone can give you a home evaluation. Call the agent that creates the most demand. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker of Rise Realty. And Jason, we always like to set everyone up with our featured properties of the week. What do you got on the menu this week?
I told you I went fishing. I didn't take any listings this week.
I was too busy.
I was too busy. Gosh, at the end of the day, I asked the guy to go, how many bugs did I lose? He goes, 2. I go, that's not bad. I haven't been out fishing for a couple of years. I said, how many times did I get it stuck? He goes, I lost count. Poor guy. Oh, anyway. Well, I got two featured properties. The first one, we kind of let the cat out of the bag in a little
spoiler.
Early. I know. Man, you kicked me in the knee when I said that earlier. It's 5104 Skyview. Past clients, good friends of mine. I just love them to death. And Roger and Judy. But anyway, 5104 Skyview. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home, up in South Hills. Okay. And good views there. And it's a split level home, and it's about just over 2,000 square feet. Okay. They just repainted the main level there, and big backyard. It's one of the biggest lots in the Skyview loop there, and priced at $459,900. We're stacking those showings up. We're going to be holding offers probably through Tuesday or Wednesday.
That's really affordable for that neighborhood.
It is. And it's a little tiny bit dated. And I mean, and I'm completely honest with people. The reason why it's not 500 or 550 is because it has a good square footage. Is, you know, a person's probably going to go in there and update a few things, you know, and get the brass doorknobs off there and whatnot. So, but it's a great home. The bones are good. And, it's got a nice garage. The backyard is humongous and it's fenced, and it's just a great house.
You know? Can drive by that one.
Oh, you can drive right by. Yeah, I put my sister right talking to that awesome guy this morning. Yeah, so, yeah. And then the second house we just listed, and that'll be going live. It'll probably be going live today. Is 240 Burney. That is out in Alberton.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep. Just past the second, it's two exits there. So if you're heading west, it's the second exit there along the frontage road. Beautiful views front and back. It's about 1,800 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, all main level living there. Landscaped, you can pull. He's got motorhomes and other humongous trailers there. Plus, he just built a 30x50 shop.
I was about to say,
30x50 shop,
baby.
There's a shop there. Yep. And that's listed at 580 there, 579.9 there is, I believe, what we settled on. So, and that's a really good, that's a good quality home, real nice upgrades. And I think it was built, it's just 2 years old.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's a really nice house. Yep. So,
well, and you don't have to drive all the way out to Alberton to see it. You can just go to your website.
Yeah. Just go to the website. I mean, that's the easiest way to do this. What do you want to drive all the way out there looking around signs? Yeah. You can see.
Gas prices the way they are.
Every single home in our entire MLS that's available is at jasonbakerteam.com. And they can just go right there. Our listings and the listings of the week are, if you scroll to the bottom, of course, we put our listings first. You know, we love our sellers. and try to take care of them, but they're all right there. And you can, we can send you an app. You can search, you know, all the homes in the market there. You can get a home valuation if you want a ballpark figure. Now, look, when you go in there and do that, it's not going to be super accurate because it just takes task assess value and this other little algorithm that it uses. I'll do that for you if I see that come in through.
We'll get you a better number.
Yeah, it takes me 10 minutes. I'll call you up. I'll say, you want to do Zoom or telephone? I'll tell you what your house is worth. It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
And I don't bite. Have I ever bit you?
Not yet.
Not yet. I know. We're young.
Start foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
Jason's got rabies now.
Yeah, I did. Well, that's... Or something.
Wrestled with a raccoon.
Yeah, it's a cross between rabies and, you know, COVID. COVID bovine.
Even more reason for you to do all your shopping online.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'll be planting seed and doing some fertilizer this weekend and headed to Arizona next week for a real estate seminar for a few days. So it'll be nice to be in the 90-degree weather, for sure.
Well, we better let you go so you can get to work.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Once again, the website.
JasonBakerTeam.com.
And if we want to call you, what would we do?
I love to talk to people. Yeah. 552-4443, area code 406, obviously.
All right. If you missed any of our recent shows of Real Estate Revolution Radio, you can listen to them on our podcast. We got all of them on demand, all the episodes available on demand at newstalkkgbo.com. Jason, until next Sunday.
Yeah, buddy.